Joining us now on the Fifth Quarter Show is Coach Jeremy Hobbs of the Santa Fe Lady Chiefs. After many weeks of prodding and calling, he finally calls in. So, Coach Hobbs, thanks for joining us. How's your evening?
Well, it's last better than the last several Friday nights when snow days cost us. And I'm too old. I was eating Chinese food and falling asleep, and I apologize that I missed some of your call-in shows, but glad to be here with you tonight, Coach Zoll.
Hey, I miss you, but I'm happy that you can call in and we can talk a little bit. Santa Fe's won six in a row. You guys had a busy week. You defeated Lone Jack 53-27, defeated Pilot Grove last night. Big game tonight in the conference. Always a tough matchup. Katie Woolsey, Crestridge Cougars. You guys come away with a 51-45 win. Talk about that game tonight.
I tell you, you're dead right. The Lady Cougars are always tough, and every time we meet, it's a great matchup. Katie Woolsey is a fantastic coach, and their program is so good. We talked before the game, and we knew either way that both teams were going to come out better, get ready for district. So we came out on top tonight, and it was a hard-fought game. We had a really good first quarter, scored a lot of points, and they changed a little bit what they did defensively. And after halftime, to be honest, they kind of worked us on the boards, and they were getting some shots in the second half. And luckily, they didn't make a few. But at the same time, I thought we guarded them well most of the night. So hung on to win by six.
Coach, you guys have won six in a row. Also, earlier in the week, you guys defeated Marshall in the finals of the Slater tournament. Talk a little bit about that win over Marshall.
That was a really good win for us. It was one that, you know, Slater tournament, I thought there was a lot of parity from top to bottom, and there were a lot of teams that could have been in a position that we were to win, and we played pretty well, I thought, and we're fortunate enough to get to the championship game. And I think Marshall was probably the first game where afterwards I went, hey, we kind of guarded tonight. And it wasn't perfect, but it was better than we had done several nights before, and guarded well. And Kerrigan Smith obviously helped us. She hit eight threes and scored 31 in the game, which obviously helps anything you're doing. So credit to her. But I thought the girls were really, really good defensively to hold Marshall to 37 points.
Coach, and you guys have always had a very good defensive team over there the last probably 10 years. Early in the season, you were struggling to score a little bit. Some of your scores now, you're getting in the 50s and 60s. Offensively, what's led to the turnaround for you this year?
I think some of it might sound a little too simple or silly, but I mean, I think some of our girls just need to be convinced that they need to step up and shoot. I think early in the season, there was a lot of deferring to, you know, the great talent that Kerrigan Smith has, you know, as a senior, you know, four-year player. They look to her. And then Bella Lim back on the inside. I think a lot of our players were just maybe trying too hard to get them the ball. And I think after Christmas, we've had some young players step up and realize that they're pretty good too. And I think we've probably had six or seven, sometimes eight scorers ever since Christmas. And the more balanced we are, the harder we are to defend.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head there. The more balanced you are, you know, that's going to open things up for Bella and Kerrigan for sure. Next week, you guys are 3-1 in the I-70. Next week, you got two conference games. You've got Concordia on Friday. They're pretty good this year. It's court warming. But the big one on Tuesday, you can edge into the conference race. You play the undefeated Wellington Lady Tigers. You played them once early in the year. What do you need to do Tuesday?
The first time we played them, it was all Wellington. And then, you know, it could be the same way again. They're a very good team, and have a couple really good scorers in the guard position and a pretty balanced team behind them, and they're going to get out and guard us. So I told the girls tonight after a good win, we're not in the driver's seat, but we also control our own destiny. We go into Tuesday, and I told them, I said, we don't want to wait and play this later. We want to come around and play now after a couple weeks of pretty good basketball. So we got to figure out how to guard a little better than we did the first time, and hopefully some of that balanced scoring helps us also that we didn't have maybe in December.
Coach, one last question. Since I don't get to work with you anymore, who's there to tell you when you're doing stuff wrong?
Catty McGivens. Don't you know? Do you not know Catty McGivens?
Oh, I thought maybe Jenny Hobbs still had that on lockdown.
Well, sometimes Jenny Hobbs tells me when I'm doing wrong too, but I keep trying.